Hello, this is Brother Mike at May-21-2011.com with a study in Isaiah 13. This will be verse 19 continued. I'll start by reading the verse, and then we'll go into the introduction. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees' excellency, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. In this study, we will continue with our discussion on this one verse. We will see that the spiritual destruction of Babylon, that is this world, including all churches, on the day of Yahweh, beginning on May 21, 2011, was typified by the story of Sodom when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. Furthermore, we shall see that the sending forth of the gospel into the world by the elect to save the elect just prior to the day of Yahweh, and the closing of the door to salvation to the world on the day of Yahweh, are also both typified in the Sodom account. Indeed, there is much we can learn from the account of Sodom when we see in it a portrait of spiritual things that were to come approximately 4,000 years later, just before the end of the world. Well, let's start with verse 19 and read it one more time and then discuss it a little. It reads, "And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees' excellency, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah." In our last study, we left off on this verse, particularly where it states, "And Babylon shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah." By the statement, we are being told that during the day of Yahweh, that is, during the day of judgment that we are now in, which began on May 21, 2011, Babylon, this world, including all churches, would be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. Therefore, we looked at the Sodom account in Genesis 19, and we began to show how the account of Sodom was a type or picture of what spiritually happened with Babylon, that is this world including all churches, on Judgment Day, which began on May 21, 2011. Now in this study, we will continue with our looking at the account of Sodom by first reading it once again to refresh our memories, and then continue with showing how it was a type of the events both surrounding and on the day of Yahweh, which began on May 21, 2011. We begin our reading in Genesis 19, verse 1, and we'll read the entire account of Sodom. It reads, "And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and you shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, No, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out to us, that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do you to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing. For therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, Stand back. And they said again, This one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them, and shut to the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides? That is, the angel said that to Lot. Son-in-law, or thy sons and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-laws, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-laws. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, Oh, not so, my lord. Behold now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is not it a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city, for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape there, for I cannot do anything till thou become thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities, and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Now we learned in our verse of Isaiah 13, verse 19, that in the day of Yahweh, Babylon, this world, which includes all the churches, is as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. This reveals to us that we can learn things about the day of Yahweh that we are now in according to what we find in the account of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And what we find first in the account of Sodom is that two angels were sent by Yahweh to Sodom to rescue Lot and his family from its impending destruction. These two angels are a picture or a type of the eternal church, or all the saved elect. And you can click on the Bible number 2 to see this, who were sent with the gospel throughout the world, typified by Sodom, to rescue all the unsaved elect, typified by Lot and his family, from the impending spiritual destruction on May 21, 2011. First, we find that Lot finally managed to get the two angels to come into his house to stay the night, as we read in verses 2 through 3. And he, that is Lot, said, "Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and you shall rise up early and go on your ways." And they said, "No, but we will abide in the street all night." And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, and entered into his house, and he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. This account reveals just how strongly Lot desired to fellowship with the two angels, for he made sure that they came into his house to fellowship with the eating of unleavened bread. And this is a picture of what the unsaved elect, typified by Lot, did when the gospel was first sent to them in the time leading up to May 21, 2011. They made sure that the gospel brought by the saved elect, typified by the two angels, came into their house where there was fellowship and the spiritual feeding upon the gospel, Jesus Christ, for salvation, typified by their eating of the unleavened bread. But then, as we continue the story of Sodom, we read in verses 4 through 5, "But before they," that is, the two angels and Lot, "lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out to us, that we may know them." As we said in our last study, the people of Sodom who surrounded, that is, Lot's house, and wanted to have sexual relations with the two angels, are a type of the people of Babylon, that is, this world, which includes all churches, who surrounded the elect, typified by the two angels, during the time leading up to the day of Yahweh on May 21, 2011, to try and deceive them into spiritually worshiping or spiritually fornicating with false gods and doctrine. We read about the surrounding of Yahweh's people, who are also called Jerusalem, in Luke 21, where we read in verse 20, "And when you shall see Jerusalem," that is the elect, "compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh." And again, in Luke 19:43, we read, "For the day shall come upon thee," that is upon Jerusalem, which typifies the elect, "that thine enemy shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and keep thee in on every side." Now those who are theologically called preterists believe that these verses were fulfilled in the first century when the Romans surrounded physical Jerusalem and finally destroyed it in 70 AD. But they miss the deeper spiritual meaning to these verses, which is that God's elect, the spiritual Jerusalem, would be surrounded in the days leading up to May 21, 2011, to try and deceive them into false gospels. As we read regarding that time in Matthew 24, verse 24, "For there shall arise false Christs," that is, gospels, "and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." And again in Mark 13, verse 22, "For false Christs," that is, false gospels, "and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect." Well, our account of Sodom continues with Lot's response to the people of Sodom having surrounded his house with the evil desire to fornicate with the two angels. We read in verses 6 through 9, "And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him. and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold now, I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do you to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. Now Lot here is a picture of the unsaved elect who had become a part of the saved elect through the saved elect having brought the gospel to them. And now the saved elect, typified by Lot, because now in this picture he's been saved, as he was typified by his eating of the unleavened bread, which typifies Christ. And now the saved elect, like I said, typified by Lot, stand up to bring the truth. Once someone is saved, then they begin to stand up for the truth to the outside world. That is, they stand up to bring the gospel to the world, typified by the people of Sodom. But the saved elect, typified by Lot, immediately become under spiritual attack by the people of the world, typified by the people of Sodom, to try and spiritually fornicate with them by getting them to worship false gods and doctrine, as typified by the people of Sodom, now wanting to have sexual relations with Lot as well as with the two angels. But now we ask the question, why was Lot willing to sacrifice his two daughters for the two angels? We read, behold now, I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do you to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing. That is, only unto these two angels, what he's talking about, do nothing. For therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. So why was Lot so willing to give his daughters over to be raped instead of the two angels? I suppose that in the historical account, Lot was willing to offer up his daughters before he would offer up the two angels, because the two angels represented Yahweh himself. And so he looked at the two angels as far more important than even his daughters. But the deeper spiritual meaning is this. Lot, who now typified the saved elect, was willing to offer up his two daughters because his two daughters typified all the unsaved people within the corporate church. Yes, the number two in two daughters typifies the church. And you can click on the link to see this. And this church must be referring to the temporal church, or all the unsaved people in the church, because the saved elect, now typified by Lot, would never be willing to sacrifice the elect, even as Lot was not willing to sacrifice the two angels who typified the elect. But on the other hand, the elect during this time would be willing to offer up the Christian temporal church of the unsaved, because in the days leading up to May 21, 2011, Yahweh had already given the corporate church over to Babylon anyway for their spiritual destruction by Satan, who took up his seat of rule in the corporate church in 1988 to be the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist. And you can click on the link to see why all true believers should leave all churches. Now, as we continue to see how the account of Sodom typifies what happened in Babylon, that is this world, including all churches, leading up to and in the day of Yahweh that we are now in, we continue reading what happened after the people of Sodom had pressed heavily against Lot, wanting to rape him along with the two angels. We read, but the men, that is the two angels, put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut to the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. Notice that it was the two angels who pulled Lot into the house to them and shut to the door. This is a picture of what the saved elect, typified by the two angels, accomplished just prior to May 21, 2011, when the door to salvation would be shut forever. The elect brought the gospel of salvation to the world and all churches just prior to May 21, 2011. And they, in a sense, pulled many unsaved elect, typified by Lot, into the door of salvation by their message. Then, the saved elect, typified by the two angels, shut the door on May 21, 2011, in the sense that it was they who proclaimed that the door to salvation would shut on May 21, 2011. So, it was as if the saved elect, typified by the two angels, shut the door of salvation by their message, even though we know in the deeper ultimate sense it was Yahweh who closed the door to salvation and the elect simply proclaimed it. But how was it that the saved elect, typified by the two angels, smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door? Well, as the elect declared their message from the Bible, the people were unable to understand it because it was declared through the parables of the Bible, and these parables of the Bible blinded the people in the world and all the churches so that they were unable to see the deeper spiritual truths. We discover why it was that Christ spoke in parables in Matthew 13, where we read verses 10 and 11. And the disciples came and said unto him, "Why speakest thou unto them in parables?" He answered and said unto them, "Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given." So the reason that the Bible is written in parables is so that those who are non-elect will be blinded to the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, while those who are the elect will be enlightened to the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven by the Holy Spirit in them, who gives them insight through the comparing of Scripture with Scripture, spiritual things with spiritual. For what does the Scripture say? We read in 1 Corinthians 2, verses 12 through 13, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned." So, we can now understand how the elect, who were typified by the two angels, were able to blind the people of the world and all churches, typified by the people of Sodom, who had surrounded them and wanted to spiritually destroy them. Namely, what the elect did, in a sense, was blind the people of the world and all churches with their message of the Bible when leading up to May 21, 2011. That is, because the Bible declares many truths in parables that can only be spiritually discerned, these people of the world and all the churches who had surrounded them were blinded to the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, and so wearied themselves in trying to find the door to salvation. Indeed, they could not see the deeper spiritual truths of the Bible because, as we had read in 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural man, that is the unsaved man, receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. The result being that they were blinded and unable to find the door to salvation. In fact, they wearied themselves to find the door, just as all those who had surrounded Lot and the two angels had done. Well, let's look at a couple more things in the story of Sodom before ending the study and see how they are related to the coming of judgment on Babylon that is on this world and all churches on May 21, 2011. We continue reading in the account at verse 12 of Genesis 19. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides? That is, the angels said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides? Son-in-law, and thy sons, and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord. And the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. Here, Lot represents the elect who went to their family and relatives and tried to get them to seek God for eternal salvation through the atonement of Jesus Christ. And if they were in churches, to come out of them in obedience to the Lord's command before it was too late on May 21, 2011. But even as Lot's son-in-laws responded by thinking that Lot was mocking them or playing a joke or game on them, so the elect's relatives thought that the whole thing was a joke. They thought, first, no one knows the day and hour. And how many predictions have there been for the end of the world, and they all have always been wrong. So now, why are you telling me that the end will begin on May 21, 2011? You must be kidding me. And so it was for many of the elect when they attempted to rescue their relatives by May 21, 2011. Unfortunately for their relatives, they now have no possibility of eternal life, but will spend all eternity in the outer darkness of nothingness. Now the account of Sodom continues in verse 15, and I'll read all the way to the end. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, O, not so, my lord. Behold now, thy servant has found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life, and I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. O, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one, or an insignificant one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape there, for I cannot do anything till thou become there. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and the fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Now, Lot being saved from the destruction of Sodom is a picture of the elect who were saved from the spiritual destruction of Babylon that is this world and all churches, on May 21, 2011. But then who do his two daughters represent in being saved from the destruction of Sodom? Remember back in verse 8, we found that his two daughters were used to represent or typify the temporal church, which are all the unsaved of the corporate church, or all the unsaved in all the various Christian churches worldwide. But here, that cannot be the case, because obviously, his two daughters were saved from Sodom's destruction, while the temporal church represents all those who would not be saved. What Lot's two daughters must represent in this section of Sodom account, then, is the eternal church, who are all the elect. Because remember, the number two can refer to the church, whether it be the unsaved part of the church or the saved part of the church. In this case, it's referring to the saved part of the church. Therefore, what we see is that both Lot and his two daughters in this part of the Sodom account represent all the elect who were saved by May 21, 2011. They were all brought out of the city of Babylon, which includes this world and all the Christian churches, typified by Sodom, by the day of Yahweh that began on May 21, 2011. But if Lot's two daughters represent the eternal church in this case, which they do, then who does Lot's wife represent who looked back and was turned into a pillar of salt? Why, she represents the temporal church, as the wife is a picture of the church and the husband is a picture of Christ. We can see that the husband is a type of Christ and the wife is the type of the church in a passage such as Ephesians 5, verses 22 through 25. We read, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it." Notice how the wife is comparable in these verses to being like the church, while the husband is comparable to being like Christ. So, we should now be able to see how it is that Lot's wife is a picture of the church. And she must be a picture of the temporal or unsaved church alone, because it was the temporal or unsaved church which was judged on May 21, 2011, as typified by Lot's wife looking back and turning into a pillar of salt. It was not the eternal church who were judged on May 21, 2011, for they, if you will remember, were saved, as typified by Lot's two daughters having been saved. What we are seeing here, then, in the Sodom account, is a type of what happened on May 21, 2011. Lot's two daughters, who were saved, are a type of the eternal church that was saved by May 21, 2011. They had all obeyed the Lord's command to depart out from all churches, which gave evidence that they had been saved. On the other hand, Lot's wife is a type of the temporal or unsaved church that would not obey the Lord's command to come out of all the Christian churches, as they found all their security in Babylon, that is this world, including their churches. As May 21, 2011 came, they looked back in the sense that they wanted to remain in their church and in this world because they found their security with friends and family. And so they were not willing to let go of Babylon and obey the Lord, but rather they loved their church and this world above the Lord's command to come out from them. The result was that they turned into a pillar of salt, which means that the wrath of Yahweh came upon them all with no longer any possibility of becoming saved. They, of course, did not physically turn into a pillar of salt, but they spiritually became a pillar of salt, which means they came under the eternal judgment of Yahweh with no possibility of ever becoming saved, but only their sure eternal destruction on the soon-to-come last day of the day of Yahweh. So what we have done in this study is see how Babylon, that is this world and all the churches, became as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah on May 21, 2011, the beginning of Judgment Day, the day of Yahweh. What we found is that, first, the two angels who were sent by Yahweh to rescue Lot and his family were a picture of the elect who were sent by Yahweh into this world, typified by Sodom, to rescue the unsaved elect, typified by Lot and his family, just before Judgment Day struck on May 21, 2011. Second, the people of Sodom who surrounded Lot's house and desired to have sexual relations with the two angels are a picture of the people of the world, typified by the people of Sodom, who surrounded the elect, typified by the two angels, as the days led up to May 21, 2011, to spiritually fornicate with them, that is, destroy them by false gospels and teachings. Third, Lot was willing to sacrifice his two daughters to those who had surrounded his house because spiritually, in this case, his daughters pictured the temporal or unsaved church that was given over to spiritual destruction in the days leading up to May 21, 2011. As we read in 1 Peter 4:17, "For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God." And of course we know that began on May 21 of 1988 and went all the way through to May 21, 2011 when Judgment Day began. Fourth, the two angels who blinded the people of Sodom so that they were wearied themselves to find the door is a picture of the elect who blinded the people of the world, typified by the people of Sodom, by the parabolic teachings of the Bible, which the people of the world could not understand, because they had not the Spirit of God to be able to discern spiritual truth. Fifth, Lot's relatives, who would not listen to Lot's words to get up out of Sodom, because it was shortly to be destroyed, is a picture of all the elect's relatives who would not heed the warning of May 21, 2011, but instead treated it like a joke or a game, and so perished in the spiritual flood. Finally, only Lot, his wife, and his two daughters were being led out from Sodom. But his wife looked back and turned into a pillar of salt, which is a picture of all the temporal or unsaved Christian churches or peoples, typified by Lot's wife, who would not leave their churches or the world, typified by Sodom, in obedience to the Lord's command while leading up to May 21, 2011, but instead looked back as they found their security in their churches or the world and could not let go of these things. These people were turned into pillars of salt, in the sense that Yahweh's spiritual wrath came upon them on May 21, 2011, so that they no longer had any possibility for eternal life. Lot's two daughters, on the other hand, who were saved from the destruction of Sodom, are a picture of the eternal church or elect who were saved from the spiritual destruction of the world on May 21, 2011, when eternal salvation became no longer possible. So, when we read in Isaiah 13, verse 19, that Babylon, this world, including all churches, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, we can better understand its meaning. In short, it is simply telling us that this world and all churches are now, ever since May 21, 2011, destroyed by fire and brimstone. Not a physical fire and brimstone, but a spiritual, wherein eternal salvation is no longer possible. Which means that the entire world and all the churches are now guaranteed to remain spiritually dead in Adam, which in turn guarantees that they will all be physically destroyed as well on the soon-to-come last day of Judgment Day. Now until the next time, may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.